When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to another episode of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, and I got Cheesy next to me. What's going on, baby?
What's going on, Cheese Curds?
Crawler, what's happening?
Hey, how's it going? Crawler coming at you.
Mr. Freeze coming at you. And Johnny, what's going on?
What's up? I got thrown off there.
Sorry. I think Johnny's new intro is going to be, what's up? I'm salty.
Well, yeah.
Should I buy this?
I'm
Johnny Bo. That's what we'll call him.
I am excited for most of the stuff that we're talking about tonight. Okay. Actually, probably only one of the things that we're talking about tonight.
Wow, that lasted a few seconds.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think people are going to like my thoughts on the Wii U and 3DS shutting down.
Okay, and this is going to be a good one. I can already tell. If
you
tell.
Follow me on Twitter, you probably already know what his thoughts are.
Did I say? I don't know if I said anything.
You did.
Or was that in Discord?
It was in Discord. Okay. I didn't put that out publicly. I will now, though.
That's what you think. That's what you think. Well, before we jump into this, I want to invite you guys into the Discord, n64josh.com/discord. Come and talk games with us. Hang out. It is a good time over there. We also want to say go and listen to the Communication Air podcast. And with that, Cheesy, where can people connect with you?
You can find me on TikTok, Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, YouTube, Discord, CheesyC64, CheezyC64, and the Communication Air podcast.
And Crawler, where can people connect with you?
Best spots are Twitter, X, whatever we're calling it, and TikTok, Nightcrawler724, Nightcrawlers without the E.
And Johnny.
I'm Johnny Bo everywhere, Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and the Communication Air podcast. And I did want to say that the episode with Josh is our most listened to episode.
Hey, well, there you go. I like that. That's good. Thanks for going and checking it out, guys. Please continue to do so. Leave them some reviews over on iTunes. Push them up the leaderboards. And we appreciate it. And I also appreciate all the reviews for this show. So thank you guys so much for that. We are rounding the corner to 500 reviews on Apple. So thank you guys so much for that. And we've been sitting at the number 2 spot for Nintendo solid now for a while. It's IGN and NPC. So pretty cool. And that's all because of you guys listening. And we do appreciate you. We want to say what's up to everybody in the chat. Thank you guys for being here. See a handful of you guys hanging out. We appreciate it. And let's jump into this thing. We got Animal Crossing and Lego playing on the screen. Cheesy, kick us off. You saw the tweet, I'm assuming, this morning. And then what?
And then I saw the set. It's going to be $70 for, what, 7 characters, some 3 flowers, tree, and a
oh, you're just present. You're just,
that's not a guarantee that you're going to get 7 characters in a set.
Oh, but still $70.
I mean, I think 7 minifigs in a set would be $150.
I think there's a rumored like 5 different sets ranging from $14 to $70, and we don't know what that entails yet. And there's also supposedly brickheads coming as well. That wasn't in that.
If you don't know what a brickhead is, it looks like a little Funko. I got my Sonic brickhead right here.
I got a few behind me up here as well.
Wait, there's more than just the video we're showing on the screen here. They've actually shown some things, or are you guys just messing around?
I mean, it's from leaks. Rumors and leaks.
Okay. Because I'm even looking at a picture of the what'd you call them? Big heads?
Brickheads.
Brickheads. I'm looking at a picture of those right now, but I think it's just a render as well as an idea of what the...
Yeah, there's lots of fan-made ideas that get put up on different sites that some people vote on, and sometimes, like, the Hocus Pocus Halloween house that just recently came out a little while ago. That was an idea set. And then Lego, people vote on it, and then Lego takes it. They work with the fan-made mock, and then they usually tweak it, make it feasible for them to commercially produce it. But this, I don't know if any of these... There's rumors that we're going to have Zelda maybe next year as well. And that has had some fan creations, like the Deku Tree and Hyrule Castle and some other stuff. So the Nintendo partnership is going pretty strong for Lego, especially the 18 plus sets, like the Bowser and the play sets. They're phasing that out with Mario coming up this next year, but we got Piranha Plant coming out here soon. We have the NES and Bowser and the Question Block, which have all done pretty well. So more coming from Nintendo, which is good.
I'm excited that these are minifigs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We don't have those weird Mario Nightmare Fuel figures.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exciting. So Tom Nook puts you in debt in the game. So now it's time to get put in debt in real life. The one thing I hope, I think they did. I mean, one of the rumors is like a house.
A villager house, your like player house or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. So I hope like they have the base, like the basic player house that you get like at the beginning of Animal Crossing, and then you buy expansions. Like, I think that would be a cool way to do it.
Well, and because I don't know if they've done much with expansions, but I think the Spider-Man No Way Home set that came out a little while ago is getting an expansion here later next year, which I don't think they've done that before, really. So that could be a thing that they could do for Animal Crossing, where you buy the house, and then there's some add-on packs that you can modify it and make it larger and add extra rooms and that kind of stuff. But it always looks the same on the outside, so I don't know if it would need to maybe necessarily change physically how it looks on the inside.
You can kind of make it like the Up House with the open back, and you can
see
into the house. I don't know. I'm excited. This looks good. The only thing that I don't really like is Tom Nook has like a midriff because of his tail, so he's showing a little bit of skin. It looks a little weird.
All that makes me think is that if they phase out this current Mario stuff and then they give us actual Mario minifigs, they can give us Raccoon Mario. All we got to do is steal Nook's tail.
That's make it yourself.
True. And a hairpiece mold.
Yep. We'll be good to go. Just take Tom Nook's ears while you're at it and just glue it onto Mario's hat.
But they look good. They're molded heads, which I'm glad, because if they were just minifig heads or like the little, it wouldn't look right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Now, I have so many questions. Does Nintendo or does Lego do like blind packs of minifigs?
Yes, unfortunately.
So yeah, we're talking 300 plus
so
minifigs.
They don't usually go that expansive. It's usually 12 to a series that they do. I mean, they could do multiple series though for Animal Crossing. And
yeah, because they just did the second series of Marvel, and they're on series like
20. It'll be 25 on the next CMF.
Oh yeah, that's just like the basic ones. But for like Disney, they did like. They're on like 5 or 6, I think.
I guess I take that back. They did more than 12 for the Disney CMFs. They did
16.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's definitely happening. Blind packs for these. It'd be super easy. You know, you're going to be trying to get Raymond.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I mean, do you think we see all the staple characters like, you know, Nook, Isabel, KK?
You know, Timmy and Tommy, they'll probably be the small ones.
Timmy and Tommy would be together, probably.
We're going to see DJ KK and then, you know, all like the different versions of him.
Like, that actually would be kind of a cool set, is his DJ KK, like, boat that he's on in the what was the DLC? It was like the
Happy Paradise. Home Paradise.
Yeah, Happy Home Paradise. I think that would be a really cool set. I was, you know, I made a joke at the top of the show. I am excited, but when I saw this announcement, I was like, oh man, I'm already so far behind on Nintendo Lego sets. And I've been debating back and forth if I want to spend the money because I know it's an expensive hobby. But
it's
I think I'm just
it's gonna, a gateway drug too.
Yeah, I know.
But I mean, at least for you don't, this won't tie into the other Nintendo sets. Like it will be its own line. Like you don't have to get
the NES
and the question block and the Bowser.
But you should, because they're really cool sets.
Yeah. But you should.
So, but I think it's also just it's just cool because this is Nintendo's first time ever like partnering with Lego. Like, why would I want to miss out on all the stuff that they're doing with Lego?
Because they're $300 a set.
Yeah, I know. Don't tell
Josh,
me. That.
Josh has an NES that he hasn't built yet.
It's right here on the floor next to me.
How much do
they
you
are
want
fantastic
for it?
Though?
I just want to build it. So spitballing some ideas here. What if there's four sets, each representing the four seasons? You have the house in multiple stages, starting with the tent, right? So maybe the tent and Nook's Cranny, and then maybe the first house with another, with like the museum, and then maybe the third stage of the house with, you know, the expand, like more villagers or something, but they all four could go together. So you could, because seasons are a big part of Animal Crossing. Also,
it's time travel.
It's cute how naive you are to what Lego is going to do. Lego will disappoint you eventually.
It's just like everything that we talk about on here. We're just going to get disappointed.
They have to. Their commercial business that is going to cut corners where they can on some things. I'm excited that they are molded heads and that kind of stuff. That's promising. We're just going off leak stuff for the pricing of the sets that they've kind of confirmed. Well, not confirmed, but are rumored to be coming out. The $70 set is going to be, because what's the up house costs about that, right? It costs
$48 right now.
Yeah. But it's originally 60.
60. So, I mean, you're going to get a good ballpark for what you're going to get. Price per piece is 10 cents a piece. So you take, I haven't done the math what that is.
I mean, the up house is adorable. Like it's little.
Just like the Nintendo tax or whatever on Switch games, you're going to have a licensing tax usually on certain sets with Lego. So the Star Wars sets and the Indiana Jones and all that kind of stuff that comes with a license that they're having to share profits with, comes with usually a little bit of an uptick in the cost. But I definitely see minifig scale play set level type sets that they're going to come out with, and I definitely see them being able to fit together with each other. There aren't many sets that do different seasons or whatever. The one I can think of off the top of my head is the bonsai tree from the botanicals line has two different, it comes in the box with this either green leaves for a regular bonsai tree or white leaves and other pieces to make it look like a cherry blossom tree. So they sometimes will give you extra pieces to make it into a different kind of set. But it's not very often.
Why does the balloon look so bad when they literally have the up house with balloons that they could have?
That is what it is. I think they need to add a three prong coming off of it and do more balloons, but that's just a Lego balloon.
I think with
the box is too big.
The trees, like we're going to get those trees and then they're going to have the different fruit. And maybe money bags.
Some printed pieces, probably some printed 1x1 studs.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say this is probably going to be one of the hottest Lego like runs that we've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe in 2020.
Can you freeze it when it gets back to that tree shot? Because there are cherries, I think, on one tree.
And there's oranges in the back as well. Yeah.
Cherries, oranges, and apples we can see.
So, yeah.
What's going to happen? Isabel is going to come with a chip and is going to rate your Lego setup. And then when you get 5 stars, that's how you're able to get KK.
To come it's to your three island.
Stars, yeah. So. Oh, is it 3?
Wow. It's 3 stars.
All right. That makes sense because I don't think I ever got to 5 stars.
Five stars is how you get gold accessories for your minifigs.
Yeah. The only thing that worries me is this is going to be a play set. It's not going to be an 18 plus line.
There are usually creative people in the space that come up with fun ways to turn playsets into display pieces.
So if it's under 18, it's considered a playset?
Yeah.
If it has play functionality, so if it's like an open backed,
like my X-Wing that was like 9+ or whatever.
Yeah, I mean that's a recommended based on the building steps.
I struggled with that.
It also has the little gun shooter thing.
Stud shooters, yeah.
Yeah, stud shooters. Yeah. So,
well, KK has to play music, right?
No, that does not happen.
For real, like, what are the like? What do you think then? Like, to
it's gonna be
to,
the house. It's gonna be the house. It's okay. Gonna be Nook's Cranny. Maybe the museum. That might be too big.
Maybe the museum might come later. I would think a campsite, maybe. Maybe a playground set.
There's like a trees. There's like an $18 set. Like what would that be?
A workbench and a tree and an axe, maybe, and a couple villagers, maybe.
See, we're trying to keep your expectations since we've been involved in Lego. We know what they're gonna put out, and the Mario line, like the playset line, is not like. If you heard, oh my God, they're doing Mario Lego, you'd be super excited. But then when you actually get this is
playsets, Ahsoka's T6 shuttle, and all that opens is just the cockpit, and that's it.
I mean, that's a cool. It's a cool.
And it rotates, but it's also just studded, like just decorated on one side, even though the whole set spins. But I mean, it looks good for a. This is a. What is this? An $80 set? I didn't pay that because I got it at Costco. But
I do think if they do a minifig line, that would do really well.
And people collect Lego a lot of times for the minifigs.
But, I have some rare minifigs that I like acquired at one point in my life that.
Just temper expectations until we actually see what this line is going to look like.
And we'll know more here probably in about 2 months. Because the only coming soon set right now on Lego.com, because they just had a big drop at the beginning of the month, the only coming soon set is the Piranha Plant. So that's coming in November. And there is some stuff that's going to be coming out. There's a whole bunch of new stuff that we're going to probably get announced here in a little bit, because Avengers Tower is supposed to be coming out here on either Black Friday or before the week before, and there'll be some more stuff, but the most of the holiday stuff is already out. So the next big release after we get through a little bit of stuff in November is going to be January 1st. The Animal Crossing stuff is rumored to be March 1st, I think. So it'll be a little bit, but we'll get some tease. If they're teasing this early, we'll find out information probably tomorrow. Hopefully before the end of the year.
The next direct.
Have they? I guess they did the Mario Day stuff. They did Lego, but have we ever had any of the Lego crossover stuff? They haven't done anything in a direct besides the Mario Day stuff.
I think it's crazy just how much collaboration Animal Crossing has gotten, but no added content to the game.
Because that's going to be a launch game for the next system.
Animal Crossing.
Or even if it's not a launch game for the next system, New Horizons Deluxe. They'll add some new content. They'll charge you $70 for it.
Yep. And the new game is almost done.
Yeah.
Well, so Sonic, what's the new Sonic game coming out here in a little bit?
Superstars.
Yeah, I think that's right.
There's
him and Peach are doing a crossover.
There's Lego there's Lego skin DLC, I think, that you can get if you pre-order the collector's edition. So I mean, I don't know if Nintendo would put a aesthetic like that in the game, but they might do some kind of crossover in. Or they aren't updating anything anymore on Pocket Camp, are they?
I don't believe so.
All right, so DLC, the deluxe part of Animal Crossing New Horizons is a Lego island. That'd be really cool.
That would be cool.
That's only unlockable if you get a certain minifig that's also an amiibo.
Exactly. Ooh. Exactly. And these figures are going to be $20 a pop.
And everyone will be
in amiibo. Their blind bags.
And my wallet will literally die. Because I'll have to open them because they're blind bags. So that I'm...
Get a scale.
I'm breaking out in hives right now.
Yep.
I need an X-ray.
Get a gram scale and
start weighing everything.
Yep.
I always like. I want to get excited. I want them to do a video game, a Lego Animal Crossing, but I just know it's not going to happen. Like we've done a Lego Mario game.
I feel like a Lego Animal Crossing game would rival a Mario game at this point. I mean, unless they're going to make a Lego Mario Kart game, Animal Crossing has outsold every Mario game on the Switch.
Would it just be a cozy game that is Lego Animal Crossing? Because when I think of other Lego games, it's a lot of platforming, building...
Cryptic just said it, and literally what I was thinking too is it would just be Animal Crossing Minecraft, essentially.
You could build your own furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Build your own.
Maybe the furniture is in game, but you build your own house. You build, you know, like.
Or we could have an Animal Crossing platformer, and then we have the normal Animal Crossing game, and then the Lego is a separate. Type of deal.
I think one route that would be kind of cool would be a remake of the first game in Lego.
That would be cool. Like Animal Forest or just Animal Crossing?
I think it's the same game. Animal Forest was the 64 game in Japan, and then we got the same game on GameCube as Animal Crossing.
Got it.
And then, but I think where my mind goes when I say that is I think about Link's Awakening. And how it looks like it could be a Lego game almost, right? It looks like you're playing with toys.
Mm-hmm.
So, and just seeing this video that keeps playing in the background and the way everybody, I'm like, I really want to play a Lego Animal Crossing at this point. Like they could make it true to Animal Crossing, but just
have it be the next installment. It's just,
well, I don't know that it would have to be like an affit, like, it would be, I think it would be absolutely crazy if Nintendo allowed Lego to do this IP, but I think they both know the, like, Lego is one of those things that, like, is so hot right now, in my opinion, anyway. Like, you go to the toy section, and a lot of times they're not, there's a lot there. The shelves are usually pretty bare, at least at, like, my Target, and my Walmart has everything under lock and key. Like, you can't even walk out of the store without having somebody come and help you. So
going back to the sets real quick, is it all going to be New Horizons, or do you think that they could do like Animal Crossing, like the series?
Mm. Like a New Leaf set and a Wild World set?
Well, I'm thinking like City Folk, like right. the where they had the, all the shops. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that would be...
In a row there.
Yeah, yeah, I think that would be a cool set.
And Cryptic, for this message, is asking about Mega Blocks. He can go find the
buy
door.
The Pokemon. Buy the Pokemon Mega Blocks. They do Lego does do modular buildings,
mm-hmm.
and they have the their whole modular line that the, it's similar to like a town square type deal.
Yeah, and I don't think this is, people will take these sets, and there's a site called Rebrickable.com, which takes there are prolific people that know how to turn something into something a lot cooler and bigger and better, usually either combining two sets of the same set into one or giving you a part list of pieces that you can go out and buy, because you can buy pieces a la carte on Lego.com and at other stores as well that just might have loose pieces. And they come up with creative bigger sets of the one set that they made that was maybe play scale. They find a way to make it more showpiece or just like bigger and grander. And there'll be some modularized builds of Animal Crossing buildings, I'm sure, that will be able to kind of combine together and be your own little island or city or whatever aesthetic they're kind of going for.
I don't think it's going to tie into any particular game, because Lego doesn't really do that.
Unless they lean into those cheaper packs being some of those vendors that have shops in previous games that came out and just laid their wares on the ground in Town Square for you.
Hey, give me Kix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kix minifig. And
yeah.
Or what's the crappy art dealer that has the boat?
Reds.
Yeah,
that could be a red boat. Yeah,
yeah, and
the Abel Sisters.
The paintings could be double sided, maybe, yeah. Like where one's fake and one is real.
And they already have some. They already have some partnerships with like the,
With the art,
the Met, because they have the Van Gogh set and some other stuff. So they could find a way, and they already have a printed piece with Starry Night on it, so they could find a way to probably that would devalue that set, that Starry Night. But because when stuff gets remade, the people get
not
upset.
if it's a fake one, it could be a fake.
It could be a fake one. Okay,
yeah, there's a lot they could do with it. I'm hoping they do it justice. I'm just worried because the play sets that we've seen for Mario are not great. And I don't think the Sonic ones are that great either. Like, they're definitely for kids. They're not for us.
Yeah. It has me wanting to pick up the original Sonic set before it retires here. Yeah. That was the idea set. But yeah, the other ones, at least the new Sonic sets are play sets and they're minifig. I hope they do that with Mario if they're going to expand on Mario. Do minifigs.
Yeah,
size.
I was watching one where they said like the new Sonic sets are not, they're not good for display.
No, because they're loose Sonic and a rolly ball and a loop-de-loop and all sorts of stuff.
Well,
but get your bells ready.
Get your bells ready, indeed. Johnny, you've got some. You got a hot take. Time for Johnny's hot take here with
Johnny's hot take.
Mario Wonder.
So Super Mario Wonder has been popping up in Targets and Walmarts. And I have to find the tweet that I saw. But I do think people, like, I'm assuming this demo is maybe the first couple levels.
It's probably what we played at PAX or at Nintendo Live.
And they're like, oh, I could see that this is going to be the best Super Mario ever just from this 5 minutes of gameplay.
My exact words.
I think Josh and I both said that already to you.
And people just need to chill. All right. You just need to calm down. Game's not out yet.
Johnny, chill. if you were at Nintendo Live,
you don't get to talk. You said you don't. You don't get to talk because you said time traveling is bad in Animal Crossing. So
I just my first thought, and I thought about tweeting it all day with the Lego Animal Crossing set, is it's very cool. Let me know how time traveling goes for you and if you get it sooner.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's not going to work. I don't know. That's a whole different conversation. I just think Johnny is full of it. If he got the chance to play Super Mario Bros. Wonder before anybody else, he would be claiming that it is the best.
Well, so you're telling me after 5 minutes of gameplay, you're going to say,
talk to the ones that have played it.
Super Mario Bros. Wonder is better than Odyssey, Galaxy, and all of the other games combined. Super Mario Bros. 3, Super Mario World, like all of those other games combined, just from the 5 minutes of gameplay.
Brawler, Josh, what were your impressions of it?
So this is what I will say. Wonder felt like the game I have been waiting for since 1992. It feels like a direct sequel to Super Mario World. I can't explain how, but it literally captures the magic of when we move from Mario 3 to Mario World, right? This isn't a comparison of those two games. Like
we're not entering that arena
right now. But the hype that, like, you know, you'd see the Nintendo Power, or you remember Nintendo talking about like the 30,000 colors and like just all the marketing speak and everything like that. And just, I remember the first time playing World, and it was like, this is such a huge graphical jump, and like it felt like a continuation, whereas the new games never had that same, like, they were fun, but it never felt like there's a level of charm with this one. The way the characters feel like they're part of the level, and like when you're playing them and it just looks like they're having fun, like it, you don't necessarily feel like you're just like controlling this inanimate object. It's almost like you're controlling a character that's enjoying doing what it's meant to do. And better than Galaxy, better than Odyssey. I don't know that personally that I'm looking at it that way, as far as like, but the best 2D Mario since Mario World. Absolutely. No question. With only tasting a very small bite of this, of this game, it took the risks that Nintendo games used to take, and it paid off. Whereas the new series felt a little bit safe to me, and this it felt like they just, and I mean, we heard about it, the development, they said there is no time limit on this game. They said no old ideas, and they had to come up with new ones. And that's you can, and we only scratched the surface with how much we enjoyed it, with like the different power-ups, from your floating hat to being able to crouch jump higher, like from Super Mario 2.
Vertical wall jump versus a kick out wall jump.
Yeah. So it, like, I have a feeling, John, once you play for 5 minutes, you'll be like, okay, I
Well, I might go tomorrow to pick up the Mario Switch. And I'll
the only downside is you don't get a Mario keychain when you
Maybe
play.
They do. Maybe they do. I don't know.
Are you're picking up the Mario Switch?
Nah, I don't think so.
Check his Twitter tomorrow.
We have to I have to weigh the cost benefit analysis on this one. Mm-hmm. And I do think I could get close.
So yeah,
I also have to consult with my partner,
financial advisor,
because student loans are back and like
yeah.
I don't know if I should spend $350 another Switch that I don't need.
I don't think you fit in the categories of the people that got their loans forgiven yesterday.
Wait, people got their loans forgiven?
Certain groups, 9 billion or something like that, was forgiven. But I don't think you have a disability
Joe didn't call me, so I doubt it.
A disability or a government worker. There was a few. Yeah.
I mean, I am excited for Wonder. But I also want to hamper or temper expectations because I've been excited for games and then they never live up to expectations.
And the demo lets you try two of the new power-ups. So you get the drill hat, which we're seeing right now on screen, and you get the elephant in the demo if it's the same demo that we played at Nintendo Live. And it has me excited for the vine. Do we know if the vine is a power up or if it's a suit? Because like I want to go swing around like Spider-Man, but
it's
there's
a
also...
badge.
It's a badge. Okay.
Yeah.
Do it for the vine.
And then there's Bubble Mario and there's a few, there's a lot of other new upgrades, which it's going to be fun.
It's also weird that they kind of shadow drop the demo. They didn't like say, hey, play, you could play.
Their Twitter has not had much updates. Another thing I have a gripe to pick right now, like there's been all sorts of server maintenance downtime for different games. F-099 had server maintenance yesterday. Smash is having it right now, but I've seen no communication about it. Even in the game news channel or whatever, there hasn't been anything. So it's, I don't know. I don't know what they're doing.
It seems like... I don't know. It seems like if they tweeted that the Wii U and 3DS online is going down in 2024, maybe they don't want to say, hey, these games are... they have some server maintenance right now and you can't play them. Like that... Even though that's going to be fixed in a few hours, that doesn't probably... fit well with oh yeah, good, Johnny's gone, awesome.
Oh whoa.
Oh, you didn't kick him out?
He's gone.
He completely disappeared.
Yeah,
interesting.
Johnny's off to go buy a Switch.
That it was decided.
No, I don't know, I imagine maybe that's not the messages that they want to send out right now.
Is I the one that got kicked out?
Yeah
Oh man, the Mario gods.
We said you're on your way to go buy the Switch already.
Do you think Walmart drops it at midnight?
Maybe.
They might. You can get that video up first, Johnny.
If you're not first, you're last.
I want to take a quick sidebar. I finally watched more of the Direct, and I watched Princess Peach Superstar.
Showtime.
Yeah. I'm not liking what I'm seeing.
We think it's going to be a Yoshi type game.
Yoshi, Kirby.
Yeah.
The reason I'm kind of sad is because I wanted to see it become a series.
I think it will.
Like, but I think I was expecting more like Mario, and with like the power-ups just seem a little bit strange to me, like the way she does karate and then does swords and does like
detective work.
Yeah, it just now when I say I shouldn't have said more like Mario. I would have, I was hoping it would be more in the same vein of like Luigi's Mansion, where we would see, like, she would have something like the Poltergust or something, not necessarily that, but like a certain mechanic, and maybe this, you know, changing into different things, that can be the thing that moves it forward. But just watching it, I wasn't, and I mean, it's fine. Not all games are for me or whatever, but I just wanted, I hope it's fun. I hope it's well received, because I want to see, like, we haven't seen her game since like the DS, and I want to see more Peach games. I would have loved to see what she was doing during Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
Like, make a sequel to Odyssey where you're playing the opposite of what Mario is doing with what's Peach doing that whole time.
I'm kind of about Showtime just as a theater kid, like, already. Okay, I'm excited for it. Yeah. I want to see all the different shows, in quotes, that they're putting on, and all the different characters that you get to become. I also like the fact that it is different than Mario or Luigi's Mansion. Like, Peach gets her own game, her own adventure, her own mechanics. And will we see the Mario Brothers in it? I don't know. I kind of hope we don't, but if we do, then that's cool too. But yeah, I don't know. I just like how different it feels. It is weird though, looking at it, because you're like, is this next level games? But I don't think that it's next level games. It also doesn't seem like it's Feel Good who makes the Yoshi games. So I don't know who's making it. Yeah. But it does feel a little off. It feels like, or looks like Klonoa.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, again, I'm, of course, I'll still pick it up and want to give it a go. But just the initial, like, I finally sat down and watched, and I was like, I was just a little bit disappointed with it. I think the reason is it almost looked a little bit, a little bit like more for a younger generation than maybe where Mario can kind of span. It to me, it almost looked like it was maybe targeted a little bit more to kids. And because, like, you're doing detective work, but it was like walk up to the wall and hit A.
Detective Pikachu style.
So that, you know, and again, I'm judging the book by its cover before trying it. But like, I know watching Wonder, we got on the screen right now, it was like the moment I saw it, I was like, I'm all in, you know. And I just want to see a game that has her as the main character well received, so we don't, they continue making them.
Mm-hmm.
That's.
I mean, I think it will do well just because of the how the movie did, and Princess Peach was. Yeah, I think it's more for kids and more for young girls.
And that,
so
yeah,
so they represent it, you know.
I get it. I mean, and I'm here for it. I want more. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want it to be well enough received. Like, because I mean, I showed my girls this game, and they're like, they couldn't be more excited, right? Like, and you know, and for them, they don't care. They don't care who they're playing, if it's Mario or Luigi or a Toad or what, you know, like they. They don't even.
I just hope it's not offensive. Like, Peach? Super Princess Peach is offensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bad stereotypes.
It's bad. Yeah, so I'm hope it doesn't look like it's going to be that way.
I have that game, but I played just very little of it, and then.
It was during
the era of 360 achievements, and I had kind of put my DS down by that point. So
it's like, it's very, oh, there's the thing I'm getting tomorrow. It's very this is a girl's game because it's pink. All girls love pink.
I got you.
She also fights with her emotions, so sometimes she's sad and has to cry a lot, or if she's powerful, she's angry, or it's just like, it was weak for what the gameplay was.
I see. I mean, I remember at the time that I think like Jen played it and she enjoyed what she played. I don't know if she played it to completion though. I just don't remember. I was ignoring everything and trying to get achievements at that point. So like, you know, oh, there we go. You don't want Splatoon in the background?
I was taking care of it.
No, I had it on purpose.
Okay.
It's just, yeah, we'll just, just keep the, keep, this will make Cheesy happy. He loves seeing Splatoon gameplay.
It does. Yeah.
So I don't even know what it is. It's just the, like a competition or something, like one of the tournaments. I don't know. I'm not even sure, but yeah, so hopefully it does well. I just want to, like I said, what I was hoping for is like really something that was like kind of that she could, kind of really get her own niche, you know, like a Luigi's Mansion, you know, maybe, something like, I mean, Mario kind of does whatever, right? Galaxy, Odyssey, like it kind of just, and I get it. That's what, you know, it's just the 3D platformer, style. And Luigi's Mansion is just so different than Odyssey. Mm-hmm. or Galaxy or whatever.
And wasn't well received initially and has grown its own fan base now.
That's true. And so, and maybe it'll stick and they'll be, you know, they can really lean into the whole Showtime aspect of it and they can be like act two and act three and who knows, get other characters involved, maybe even give us some new characters that people end up like really, really enjoying. So
I'm excited that it's not a remake or a remaster. Like it's an actual new,
that is a good thing,
idea.
Yeah.
I'm also excited that we haven't seen all of the power-ups. There's still like more costumes that we'll get to learn about and see what those power-ups are.
Yeah. And I think there was part of me too that like after seeing Wonder, like I was like I like the I like different Mario power-ups, right? So to
looks
see
like this guy's on the like what's up, Nine Hole Greens? How you doing?
You're on mute. We can't hear you.
but yeah, as far as like, you know, I just love the power. I love seeing like, you know, when she touched the fire flower in the movie and stuff like that. Like it was, but again, you could play through all of Wonder with Peach if you wanted to do that. Like you don't even have to, you know, so she's there as well. And Daisy. And I mean, I can remember the countless times like sitting down to play with like another couple or something. And it's like Peach was the only female that could be picked.
And that's the reason why Daisy's in there. Cause right. One of the devs was tired of his two girls fighting over who got to be Peach.
Yeah. So I think it's great. And, but I think Detective Pikachu was also something that you guys wanted to talk about.
Oh, is it?
All I heard was from Crawler was, you're buying that, Johnny. So is it not being
it.
Too, the reviews don't look like it's doing so hot. Like
it is, sounds like it's just okay. Like it's just okay. An okay game, which is, I mean, yeah, that's what it looked like from the trailers.
It looks like it should have stayed on the DS. It's stuck on the DS still.
Hey, great segue. It couldn't have because they're getting shut down. So go ahead, John. Break everybody's hearts.
Okay, well
this was, so, it was tweeted what? Like in the middle of the night the other night?
Yeah, it was at midnight. Yeah. It was at midnight Eastern that they're shutting down the Wii U and 3DS servers, right?
I'll read it. It's in the Discord here. So as of early April 2024, online play and other functionality that uses online communication will end service for Nintendo 3DS and Wii U software. Thank you very much for your continued support of our products. buy our stuff, but we're turning this other stuff off.
So that's confirmation that the Switch 2 is coming out April 2024, right?
They need the server.
You got the new Animal Crossing game coming out in March to coincide with the Lego.
Mm-hmm,
yeah, there's a lot going on. But no, I was so in the Discord, I said, yeah, I'm sure the three people that still play these games actually care. And
what
that was more directed to Wii U. Like, who the heck's playing Wii U games?
Is I guess Splatoon 1 is still up and running, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it's not. But yes, like the last time that I tried to get into a Splatoon 1 game, I couldn't even connect with anyone.
Because they're all in Japan.
Yeah, exactly. So it just like if you do get connected, it will just kick you out.
Is it easy enough to find a Splatoon 2 game right now?
I imagine so.
Okay. But and what else is online right now? Like
Mario Kart?
What I'm seeing from the community is a lot of people with the Pokemon stuff want to know.
Yeah, Pokemon. Like, because I guess would Bank be considered online?
Well, because a lot of the virtual console games could connect to home, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's going to be the hand that forces all the classic games to come to Switch Online and home support.
You mean Switch 2? Because
yeah, probably.
The system's on its way out.
I hope so. Please, God, give us a new system.
The other one is Mario Maker.
Yeah.
Can't play Mario Maker. The better of the two games.
Yeah, but like, I just don't know how many. Well, they probably saw the stats and they saw that it wasn't worth keeping it on.
No, not for the cost, I'm sure.
But Mario Golf on 3DS is the best way to play. And this, listen, I know, I'm pretty sure Crawler bought Metroid Prime Federation Force.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how are you going to play Federation Force?
Before it goes off.
We got to do it. I want to make some content around it. Like, we got to do it.
What about Triforce Heroes as well?
Yeah. Yeah, I have that one also. So,
I understand what Johnny was saying. Like, it's probably not as big of a deal as people are making it out to be. Sure, there's some games that are unplayable. But I think when people get upset, it's not so much that like, oh, I can't play my games anymore because they probably weren't playing them anyway. It's more of the fact that this era is in the past, and that is upsetting.
It's also just the nature of games as they've evolved from being this thing that it is out of the box and it never changes to the online world that we moved to. And the game that you bought and thought that you would have quote unquote forever has a finite ending to it. And it's not in your control. It's somebody else telling you that we're turning this off on this time. Like how much money did Nintendo make by saying they were going to shut down the Wii U and 3DS eShops? They probably made a stupid amount of money on games that people would have never bought otherwise.
And now nobody cares that it shut down.
It's an argument for game preservation, which we talked about back when that was going on as well. But like, until there's, and I think Nintendo's getting better about it with it being at least a little bit easier and more affordable to get a larger amount of classic games. It's limited to what they are, what they're curating for it, but having more titles added to Switch Online and just being available and having online functionality with games that never did have online functionality is really cool. But especially for Wii U and 3DS, they were such unique input peripherals that it's upsetting, I think, people that know that it can't be replicated as easily.
Well, there is something, I don't know if we should even talk, it's called Pretendo. Have you heard about this? Mm-mm. It's they're striving to like keep servers online for certain games after these servers shut down.
I think for me, and I think what we need to do is we need to fire up Mario Golf on the 3DS again. I think we need to get that I'll get that tournament code back out and share that, and we should play it till we can't, because we couldn't do it in Super Rush and it was a really kind of a bummer. And but the other thing is just like when you, I don't know, there's been times randomly pick up like Animal Crossing New Leaf and be able to mess around in that game, or Mario Kart 7, Like it's a fantastic Mario Kart. It's up there. It's probably my number two Mario Kart, honestly, next to 8. It's that good in my opinion. And to just like, you know, when you can still play Xbox 360 games online, like some 20 years, almost 20 years later, it's like,
well, some people had to just sit and stay playing Halo 2 games for the longest time to keep those servers online.
There we go. That's how we keep them online. We're just going to sit and play Mario Golf
forever,
never turn it off, you know? And I saw, like, I think maybe Game Explained did a video talking about like how, you know, Mario Maker on the 3DS, you could still trade levels locally.
How did that one work? You couldn't upload. Wait, you couldn't.
You
play.
Was it linked to the Wii U title, or was it its own thing separately?
It was its own thing, but it was limited in something. Like, you couldn't download as many games or as many levels.
I thought you couldn't upload levels or something. I don't remember. There was some weird.
Yeah, there was a weird, some kind of weird, but it also has 100 Nintendo made levels that the Wii U version does not have. So it's one of those things that it's just like, if I wanted to go back and play it, it's a bummer that you're limited.
The biggest omission is the inability to share the levels online.
Yeah.
Okay. So what, you're just playing Wii U levels if you go online?
I think that is the case. I think. Or else you could probably, I don't know that you could upload them, but I want to say you could still send a code, maybe. Maybe. So, yeah.
That's a huge missed opportunity for the 3DS, because it would have worked much better on the 3DS than it did on the Wii U.
I, for the longest time, have said that they should have, for Mario Maker 2, they should have made the 3DS a controller so you could play on the screen and use your stylus to create levels. Like, I was a huge proponent of that, but that, you know, Nintendo obviously wasn't listening that day, so here we are.
I mean, they've found ways to connect our phone through different games. And it's a QR code or whatever to get a clip to Twitter or something like that. So maybe the next system will have
Everybody wants you switch. You know, that's how you can play Everybody Wants You Switch.
It's all through QR codes.
Yep.
And I mean, PlayStation does that too, I think, right? Can't you send stuff directly to your phone from PlayStation?
I don't remember. I know you could upload directly from PlayStation. I guess you do that from Switch too.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to wrap up with a question that you guys can answer over on Spotify if you want. And remember, the more comments we get over on Spotify, each time you comment, you get entered to win an eShop gift card. I forgot to do, my week's been crazy and I wasn't able to get back to the, I was supposed to do more episodes this week and I haven't been able to. So I will be doing a drawing tomorrow and it'll drop on the News Minute. So leave your comments over on Spotify. And the question I have, and we'll discuss it next week, is, did the sudden end of Mario Kart Tour, do we think that there's a potential for a sequel that launches alongside with the new game, that they're more intertwined?
I hope not.
Now, with that, is there the possibility, is there a possibility that we get battle passes with Mario Kart and you could work on completing them on your phone if you so wanted to? So there we go. Let us know your thoughts over there on Spotify. If you're on YouTube and seen it there, feel free to leave one there as well. But if you want to get entered for the eShop card, head on over to Spotify. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Remember to check out the Communication Air podcast. And with that, we will see you guys in the next one. Bye, everybody.
Mm-hmm.